Shavua Tov, it's Michael Olshan here. I was asked to share some thoughts about Kina 43, Tzion B'Mishpat, written by Yosef ben Chaim HaKohen. This Kina is found right in the middle of a whole slew of keynote beginning with Tzion, and they all follow a similar pattern in which Tzion, which is refers to Yerushalayim, the holiness of Yerushalayim, the feminine qualities of Yerushalayim, and therefore the Mekonin is speaking to Tzion, the feminine Tzion, and reminds Tzion of the terrible destruction and the shame that has been cast upon her, and the as a result of her unfaithfulness to her beloved, to her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, great misfortune befalls Tzion. In the middle of the Kina, the Mekonin asks Tzion to cry out, to turn to the only source of whom could be helpful to her. Chiki bamet le'el tzureich uvareich v'hochili l'malkeich levad ki hu Adonaiach. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your master and creator. Only he can be the one that can help. Ein od mavado, as we're going to read in this week's parasha. And to cry out, the gates of tears will never be shut, and that is the path towards returning to Yerushalayim, returning to Tzion, and once again becoming the glory of all nations. Of course, the Kina here is written in an Aleph Bet, like many of the keynote, and also some of the Prakim in Eicha itself, and that is also a common theme. And then it concludes, the last paragraph, each sentence begins with Tzion, and then the second word of each last of the last sentences spells out the name of the author, Yosef Bar Chaim, as the last two sentences spell out the Bar Chaim, Bracha V'Chaim, Haman Kohanim, HaKohen. So Yosef Bar Chaim HaKohen. The question is often asked, why did the author, the Paitan, why did he feel the need to sort of reference to his name? We have this in a number of the keynote where they sort of reference their own names. In addition, we have other Paitanim, famously Shlomo Alkabetz and Lechadodi, also spells out his own name, and it strikes us a little funny. It doesn't seem to be an example of humility. Why did they feel necessary to sort of make reference to themselves in these very, very holy piyutim? And I was thinking, especially in light of what's happened in the world recently, what could be the deeper message here of Rav Yosef Bar Chaim HaKohen and many of the other Paitanim who use a similar kind of tool? And I thought that maybe it's reflective. In the last paragraph, I should just mention, last paragraph, the whole tone of the Kina changes to a very, very positive saying that the days of mourning have ended. Now it's time for Sason V'Simcha. It's time where the Yerushalayim will be once again returned to its former glory. Tzion Pidotech Tzvi Od Yikra'ucha Tzirat Tif'eret B'fi Yisharim V'Nognayach. It's going to be once again a place of splendor and glory, of wonder, of beauty, and the key to making that happen is actually is the individual, is Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Chaim HaKohen saying, it's up to me, it's up to the individual, it's up to one person, and that the only person that I can really depend on is myself. You know, what we've seen in the last number of months is that one person can affect millions. There are over 16 million people who have now contracted the COVID-19 virus. And it all started with one person. One person has affected the world, shut the entire world down, and 16 million people have caught it from him. One person was kneeled on a man named George Floyd, and the whole world went up in uproar. Obviously, I'm not making reference that there isn't other problems, but that's what triggered the whole world. And you can see that the effects of one person. Reb Noach Weinberg once famously said that just like Hitler, one man can bring the destruction of 6 million, so there could be one man that can bring the redemption of the world, can bring the Jewish people alive, one man being Mashiach. But the truth is, we all can be that one man. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chaim is saying that the transition from the kina of destruction and despair almost to one of beauty and glory and redemption is embedded with the name, his own name, and he could be the one that could bring that about. Not because he's great, but just because, as Rabbi Yochum of Meir once said, that the great people are the ones who see every opportunity of action as to do something great. There's no small action, there's no great action. It's that great people take every action and make it great. So in all our interactions, whether it's in our own homes, in the privacy of our own homes, with our siblings, with our parents, with our children, every moment is a precious, every moment can be great. It's not only when we're in the limelight or under camera that it's important, but even in the privacy of our own homes, how we eat, how we interact with people, greatness can begets greatness. And it's one person that can make all the difference in the world. And through that will be the Geula. Kol Tov.